First person singular. Opinions expressed are those of the commentator. Jason Score says, unity on the left is the key to American progress.
One of the saddest aspects of Trump's 2016 victory is that he received less votes than Mitt Romney in 2012, who Obama handily defeated. In the three states of Michigan, Wisconsin, and Pennsylvania, Trump won by a combined 77,000 votes. Analysis of the votes in these states show that five times as many people voted for third-party candidates as they did in 2012. In addition, many Democratic voters simply stayed home, allowing Trump to win the presidency with a paltry 46% of the vote. The right wing represents a minority in America and only wins when the left loses discipline and focus. I understand the desire to vote for third-party candidates, but in our current system, these votes almost always end up empowering the worst elements. During the primary process, different ideological camps can fight it out and try to claim the mantle for the party. And always, activists on the left can push the Democrats farther in line with true progressive principles. We have seen that clearly over the past few years as the Democratic Party has begun to embrace universal health care and strong climate policy. But the key to national progress is for everyone on the left, no matter their differences, to unite and vote consistently for Democratic candidates when it ultimately matters. The right always falls in line, and that's how they win. The left needs to learn this lesson, as this is the only path towards consistent and increased political power for the majority.
Jason Scores teaches public policy in the Monterey Bay Area. If you would like to appear on this program, contact us at firstpersonsingular@ksqd.org.